Welcome to the Mouse Moms Podcast, a Disney planning podcast where we enjoy quick conversations and cocktails with a Disney twist. We're your hosts, moms turned travel agency owners, Jennifer.
Hello.
Lori.
Hi.
And Juliana, that's me. We always like to say that when it comes to Disney vacation planning, one size does not fit all. For the Mouse Moms, we love a quick trip to Walt Disney World to satisfy our Disney fix. And today, we're going to talk about how to scratch that itch with the perfect itinerary for 3 days or less. But first, the Mouska cocktail.
When we think about quick cocktails that pack a deep punch, we think shots. Oh, we're going shots today. Oh, this is exciting. Okay. The shot we are going to do is called the Baijiu, which is a shot from a secret bar at the back. I didn't even know this existed. A secret bar. At the back. I know. At the back of the House of Good Fortune shop in the China Pavilion. Now I know where I'm going. It is a Chinese liquor distilled from sorghum, rice, wheat, barley. Job's tear apparently means white alcohol. Think a shot of moonshine tastes like turpentine, but packs a punch. And how cool that it's a secret bar. Not as excited about the shot, not going to lie, but the bar very excited about.
Apparently, it tastes like turpentine.
Apparently the shot is lethal. Like people say, you absolutely need a chaser. So a lot of people go and they get this shot, but then they also, because you can get that and there's like a, some sort of Chinese, like a beer you can get at this place. So you get the beer and you have that as your chaser because this tastes so bad. It's basically grain alcohol.
So Baijiu means white alcohol. And yeah. One liquor. This is not a cocktail. This is just liquor called Baijiu. But you know it's going to be intense when it's made of all these different grains.
Yeah.
Sorghum,
for
rice,
sure.
Wheat, barley, millet, and whatever Job's tears are.
That's why this
is
where
Job's.
Well, I think it refers to like the name.
Biblical.
From the Bible.
And it's spelled that way?
Indeed.
Yes. This is why I don't like the English language. Continue.
I mean, this drink definitely serves a purpose. If you want to feel a little good and numb really quickly, you go to the cigar, you get the shot,
like
you get it over
necessary
with.
It's not necessary at Epcot.
It's
don't
not
need
necessary
to get drunker.
Hang on. To be fair, though, this is the issue I had last time, is that we couldn't find a drink. We finally got to China, and I had to stand in a 25-minute line to get the tipsy drunk or tipsy ducks in love. And I apparently could have just gone to the secret bar. I am shocked right now that they are something in Disney I did not know. I actually.
Fun fact, there used to be a secret bar in the Japan Pavilion, too. And that had all these different kinds of sake, but they moved that out front.
That one I knew about.
Yeah. So
that one was back by the stores.
You can't even really call it a bar because literally it's like a podium. And they have the baijiu
window.
Yeah, seriously. They have the baijiu and they have the beer back there and that's it.
That's all they have is those two
things? That's all they have.
Well, that place is going to remain a secret for me. I'm not interested at all.
Is it a tiger beer?
I don't know, but I think we need to investigate.
I know I'm going to go there in 2 weeks. We're going to secret bar down.
Going over the spring and none of us are going together.
So. No. I'm not happy though that I don't know about this.
That reminds me, I need to pay my deposit.
It's like a full bar, Jed.
It's teeny tiny though, isn't it?
Hang on.
It's in the shop. It's like the Japan one used to be. It's in the shop.
It's in the shop. You're right. You're right.
House of Good Fortune is the shop. That's not the name of the bar. Yeah. It's
here. I've seen this place. I know what you're talking about.
Nobody knows that it's a bar because it's not, I mean, it doesn't scream bar because
it looks like
it looks like that's where you go to pay. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's like you go back to pay in the China store, whatever it's called, and there's this place where they're selling booze.
There's also other drinks. There's also other drinks. There's the Lucky Buddha must be the beer.
Yes.
Flam wine, red wine, and some other thing that Tecito.
Oh, so we what can go back there and not have a shot.
Do I need to bring us back to the 3-day itinerary?
Yes, sorry.
Yes. Yeah, we're gone. We're gone. We've left the building.
Be sure to add this secret stop into your 3-day itinerary at Epcot.
Yeah. Well, and quick, because it gets the job done quickly. That was the whole
there
point.
There you go. Because that's today, the whole point. Oh, now that I understand today. The genius.
See?
Back to the roundup. Nice job, ladies. All right. We love a quick break to Walt Disney World, as we said. We really do. Sometimes it is just what Doc ordered. And we know what you're thinking. There are 4 theme parks, 2 water parks, a million restaurants, tons of activities. We always tell you you can't do it all. It's Disney Springs. How do you squeeze all that into 3 days? Well, we're going to tell you with our top 5 tips for a quick getaway. So the first one should be no surprise to you when you're here from us, Mouse Moms, that we advise that you stay on a deluxe hotel on the monorail. Time is money, you know, money's money too, but time is money. And you want to be able to get around easily. And on the monorail, you can easily get to Magic Kingdom from your hotel. You can get to the other resorts to explore. And you also want to stay deluxe because you can take advantage of those extra evening hours for deluxe guests, which is really great if you do our second tip, which is to add the park hoppers. So I wanted to bring those both up together because if you have park hoppers in only 3 days and 4 parks, you could always, you know, plan around those extra evening hours for deluxe guests, say at Magic Kingdom or Epcot, and use that as your time in that park, but spend the whole first half of the day at a different park. And then you get extra bang for your buck.
And I will say, I think the deluxe hotel, I know we've said it before, and obviously people that listen, they know that we like deluxe hotels, but this is even more true. This is time is money. If you are trying to do all of this in 3 days, then you need to stay in a hotel that is closer. You need to do it. The amount of time that you're going to spend, whether it be Ubers, whether it be buses and all that stuff, trying to fit in the parks and with the park hoppers trying to do that, you're going to lose so much time. So instead of doing a 7-day, if you want to do a 3-day, your hotel price can go up a little bit more because now you're not paying for 7 days. And it really does help with doing everything.
Exactly. It's true. It does help. And I'll even go a step further and say, and it doesn't necessarily have to be a monorail deluxe. It could be a Epcot area deluxe. Just think about which parks that you really want to focus on. If you're not planning, you know, if Magic Kingdom's not a big deal to you, then that's fine. Or think about which park you're going to do extra magic hours at. And that's not even what they call them anymore. I'm dating myself, Disney dating. But like, if you're going to do it at Magic Kingdom, then a monorail resort would be great. If you're going to do the late evening hours at Epcot, then an Epcot area resort would be great because a lot of times transportation can be an issue at those evening hours, you know, trying to get back to your hotel. So wouldn't it be great late at night, 1 o'clock in the morning, midnight, whatever it is for the evening hours to just be able to stumble on back? So just something to consider. I think with a 3-day trip, you do a little bit more pre-planning how you're going to spend your time because you're packing in a lot more in a small amount of time.
I think you also do it at the last minute, which is why these are so special. But it's perfect for that because typically Disney does not release the calendar times for those deluxe after hours or whatever they're called, extra evening hours, until the last minute anyway. So it's perfect planning for you. See when those hours are, come up with your plan, then decide where to stay.
Yeah. So another reason, you know, to add the park hopper is, again, like you said, you know, you spend some time at one park in the morning and then you go to another and you only have 3 days for 4 parks. So you can go to Animal Kingdom in the morning to rope drop it, do the safari, get your individual lightning lanes, whatever it is, and then switch to another park. And like I said, hopefully one that has evening hours. So for me, I like to, if I'm doing 2 parks in 1 day with or without evening hours, it's usually Animal Kingdom and something else. That something else could be anything, really. I like to spend my evenings in Epcot. Sometimes I like to spend my evenings in Magic Kingdom. I don't often like to spend my evenings in Hollywood Studios unless I'm planning to go to dinner there and Fantasmic. I do that sometimes. But how about you? How do you usually split your park hopper days on a short trip?
Yeah, I'm usually with Animal Kingdom. Sometimes we'll do Animal Kingdom and Epcot, but that's if we have a bonus day for Epcot, just to get back there to do the food, to walk around if we didn't have as much time. I despise Hollywood Studios. Me and Hollywood Studios are in a fight, which is why I spent a bazillion dollars to do the after hours event. So we're not in a fight.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I really struggle with Hollywood Studios a lot. In fact, a lot of times I go to Hollywood Studios in the morning and I need to be out of there by mid-afternoon because I just have had it. And then I usually do that on a break day, though. But that's different.
That's usually a trip. Yeah, that's you. I mean, Hollywood Studios to me is a full day. I can't split it with another park because I don't have the patience for another park after Hollywood Studios. 100%. Where Animal Kingdom, I feel like I'm so relaxed and so chill that I'm like, yeah, I'll go to another park.
100%. Me too. And that's also something to consider, I think, when you're planning a short trip. Like, you know, maybe you will do Hollywood Studios and you won't stay all day, but, you know, that could be your break day. Whereas in the afternoon, you just go chill or, you know, and you can always go back at night for the shows and stuff.
I love doing Animal Kingdom in the morning because it's chill like that. And then I love doing the Magic Kingdom in the evening because I feel like it clears out after 3. Mm-hmm. Like all the young families leave. You get to go in the best part of the day weather-wise. You get to be there for the nighttime show. The lines are shorter. And then bonus, if it's open for the extra evening hour, then it's really great because you get a long time there.
Totally agree.
Just be careful with Animal Kingdom. Like during the winter months, it's only open till 7. They do have more limited hours at Animal Kingdom at night. So make sure to pay attention to those park hours because that one does shut down significantly earlier than the rest of the parks.
All right. So you're going to be surprised to hear this from us, but with a quick 3-day trip, don't have the dining plan. We feel you want to have the flexibility. You don't want to be tied to dining reservations. I mean, maybe do the quick service dining plan so you don't have to worry about table service reservations. But with a 3-day trip, you want to get a lot in. These meals, these dining, you know, these table service meals, they take a while. Certainly, if there's one you really want to do, do it. I would probably squeeze Roundup Rodeo into my Hollywood Studios day just to make it worth going to Hollywood Studios. I'm sorry. I'm really dogging on Hollywood Studios today, but I love Roundup Rodeo or whatever it is.
I'm opposite with this. Short trips, that's where I add the dining plan because then
Why?
Because then I don't worry about having to bring food in. For me, having to get food, do Instacart order, anything like that, I'm there for such a short time. I don't want to deal with the hassle of getting it there, putting it in the room, organizing it, making sure we got everything. To me, it's a quick trip. I bring the essentials. We're going. I add the dining plan. That way, I know our food is taken care of and I don't have to deal with that aspect. Where when we were talking, you know, maybe long trips, that's where I would possibly take the dining plan off because you have a little bit more time to get yourself organized and get some food in there.
That's a decent way to look at it.
If I, like you were saying before, though, Juliana, if I did a dining plan, I would definitely do the quick service one just because it's not the dining plan that's the issue. It's the table service reservations and the fact that those meals take such a long time and they take so much time away from your park experience that, you know, at this point, I just want to go up and order my food and grab it and go and grab my snacks because and snack all day.
Right. Because my feeling is with a 3-night stay, you're getting 3 table service credits per person. And I don't want to eat 3 table service meals in only 3 days. I might just want to do 1. And so that's why for me, I would stick with the quick service dining plan. I tend not to bring snacks actually for quick trips. I bring them like Lori said for the big ones. That's when I'll do like an Instacart or whatever. I agree. I don't bother. But I end up just doing quick services on quick trips.
And now a word from our sponsors.
Mouse Kamams are avid travel enthusiasts and our podcast is sponsored by Kingdom and Cruise Travel. If you are interested in booking a vacation to Disney or any other worldwide destination, be sure to check out the website kingdomandcruise.com and their Facebook page, Kingdom and Cruise Travel.
All right. So with a quick trip, you're probably going to skip the water parks and Disney Springs. They're not the most convenient areas to get to with the free transportation. And this trip's really all about scratching the itch. So for us, that kind of means our favorite rides and attractions and, of course, food and drinks. A quick trip tends to be more theme park focused.
Yes. The only thing I will say about Disney Springs is sometimes Disney Springs on a short trip is quick and easy to fit in on like those arrival or departure days, where you're not quite sure 100% what to do. And if you decide to do a pool on arrival, then maybe departure, you can head over to Disney Springs just for brunch before you leave.
Yeah, when you book your Kingdom and Cruise travel agent for 2025, it includes the packages for 2025 are including a water park on your arrival day. So that is a perfect strategy for a short trip.
Yes.
Great mind.
Alrighty. What do we have for our last tip?
Last tip is to use Genie Plus and individual lightning lane. I feel like this one is such a no-brainer though. With a quick trip, you don't want to be spending a high percentage of your time waiting in lines. And again, we talked about pairing Park Hopper and Genie Plus on a short trip is really a necessity. You want to be able, while you're at Animal Kingdom, you know, you get your individual lightning lanes for Avatar, you get your, you rope drop the safari, probably even Everest, you can get that in there, whatever fun and cool things. Then, of course, you know, I'm going to Tiffin's to sit at the Nomad Lounge for a little while before I then stroll around until early afternoon. But all that time that I'm strolling around, I can be booking individual lightning or Genie Plus selections for my next park, be that Magic Kingdom or Epcot or wherever I want to go. So yeah, so that's what I would do. I never do a quick trip without Genie Plus. And I also budget for purchasing individual lightning lanes.
Well, and this is where I love that strategy, or that I love going to Animal Kingdom in the morning. Animal, we always talk about how that the animals are most active in the morning. You see all the things. It's a park that closes early anyway, so it's more conducive to an early day arrival. And then hopping over to the Magic Kingdom is my favorite also, because it's my favorite at night. You get to ride Tron in the dark, which is super cool. You get to see the fireworks, which are my favorite fireworks in Walt Disney World. So it's a cool strategy. And like Juliana was saying, when you're in the Animal Kingdom in the morning, you can start booking those Genie Plus and individual lightning lanes for the afternoon and evening Magic Kingdom, which
so
is
for
easier
so
to
for
get.
Day one, yeah. So for day one, I would recommend Animal Kingdom and then Magic Kingdom. Hopefully, Magic Kingdom is having extra evening hours that night, right? And you can try to plan around that. So, you know, get there for rope drop, do Flight of Passage, but also buy a at 7 o'clock before rope drop, because you're staying on property, because your travel advisor told you that's the best thing to do if you want to get these individual lightning lanes at 7 a.m. And if you want to be able to really enjoy a 3-day trip, at 7 o'clock, you buy Flight of Passage. At 7 o'clock, actually, I'm even going to say at 7 o'clock, you buy Tron. Then you buy Flight of Passage, because Tron's going to sell out first. So in your brain, even though you're going to be riding Flight of Passage first, you need to buy Tron first, because worst case scenario, you don't get Flight of Passage. You rope drop it.
Yep.
And then you Genie Plus for the safari. Maybe, maybe not. You might not even need it if it's early enough. I would actually not Genie Plus the safari. I would just start Genie Plusing for the evening. I think if you get to Animal Kingdom early at a not crazy time, you can bang out a lot of the attractions without individual lightning lanes. But then you have to keep looking at it, right? To see it's a game of return times, honestly. Yeah.
We've done one at Animal Kingdom before. So we rope drop, we go to Animal, we do safari, but then we book a Genie Plus for, like, let's say Everest, but I'll book it if the park opens up at 8 o'clock in the morning. Technically, your next selection can't be till 10. I'll actually book it for 9:30, because then once I ride Everest, I can do another one, and that's when I'll book for Magic Kingdom. So I'm not too far behind when it comes to booking for Magic Kingdom, but at least I get one Genie Plus in there for Animal Kingdom.
That's genius.
Yep.
I also like, I think this is a bonus Alaska tip. If you are planning a short trip, really take a look at that calendar, not only to see if you're going to hit the parks on extra evening hours, but also if you can go midweek, you're going to be in much better shape, because the crowds are going to be less. If you can plan during a midweek, not in a school vacation, all these strategies are going to come together, and you're really going to get the most bang for your buck and be able to do the most things in a short amount of time.
I think we covered it all. We still do, despite how many tips we just gave, we still do have a Mouska tip. Juliana, do you have one?
Absolutely. The purpose. The purpose of a quick trip is to quench that thirst, to scratch that itch, to tide you over until you have more time to take a longer trip. So don't try to do it all. I know we're talking about packing a ton of stuff into 3 days, and you are going to do that because there's a ton of stuff to do. But pick your favorites, have a plan of attack. We laid out a pretty good strategy for day one and day two. So go with it. But then remember that you're going to want to come back. You will come back. You're not going to get it all done in 3 days, and it's going to scratch your itch until the next time. There are sometimes these quick trips just whet your appetite a little bit. Beware, but enjoy it. Go with it and love it.
All right, Mouska friends, there you have it. Our expert travel advisor's tips for the best itinerary for Walt Disney World in 3 days or less. What do you think? Will you try it? Drop us a note and check out our Facebook group, Mouska Moms Podcast, to dive deeper into this and all things Disney and Disney planning. Thinking about a Disney vacation? Contact us at Kingdom and Cruise Travel for our help. Be sure to follow our show so that you receive notifications when new content is released and you never miss an episode. And please consider writing us a review as well. It really helps us. Thanks.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company. M-I-C.
See you real soon.
K-E-Y.
Why? Because we like you.
M-I-C.